The Torah introduces the section of Parshas Emor that deals with the annual holidays with the Pasuk in Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem, speak to the Jewish people and you should tell them, Mo'adei Hashem, the holidays, the special moments, the days of Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh, which you will call Mikrei Kodesh, Elehei Mo'adai. These are my holidays, these are my special designated days. The truth is, if you think about it and listen carefully, the Pasuk is somewhat awkward, to say the least. If it would have just said, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'yamarta aleihem, Elehem mo'adai, speak to the Jewish people, and tell them, these are my holidays, colon, and then start listing one at a time, that would be a perfectly appropriate introduction to the chapter, a very easy and neat Pasuk. Instead, the way it's written, the whole middle of the Pasuk, where we say, Mo'adei Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh, it seems somewhere between redundant and an unnecessary diversion. What is going on? How can we understand this Pasuk? So the Netziv in the Hamek Davar has a beautiful explanation which combines in a brilliant way not only careful reading and Parshanut, but a profound insight and perhaps a chidush in the world of Jewish thought in Machshava. Says the Netziv, the simple understanding, intuitively, we would assume that the Yomim Tovim are days that are holy and are designated as holidays because of what took place on that day once upon a time in history. The 15th of Nisan is when we left Egypt, therefore it's the holiday of Pesach, therefore it's a holy day. The 6th or the 7th day of Sivan, that's itself its own debate, is the day that we got the Torah, therefore the holiday of Shavuos, etc., etc. Says the Netziv, that may have been intuitive, it may have been a reasonable assumption, but it's wrong. In fact, he says, the Torah is telling us in this parsha, in this pasuk, that these are not arbitrary days, that something just happened to have happened. We could have gone out of Egypt on the 17th of Nisan, or for that matter on the 17th of Shvat, but since we happened to go out on the 15th of Nisan, that's when Pesach is. No, says the Netziv. These are not arbitrary days in which something just happened to occur, and therefore it became Yontif. Rather, these were innately holy days. Yomim Tovim Be'etzem. Before getting to the Parshanut and reading the Pasuk inside in his brilliant new way, the Netziv points out as a proof for this fascinating insight and just the concept that these are days that were holy even before anything happened on them, he points out the Mishnah, the well-known Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah in the first parak in Parak Tazayin, Ba'arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidon, that the world is judged for different things at four different calendar dates, four different times of the year. But Pesach, the Mishnah tells us on Pesach, we're judged for the grain, Ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, on the fruit, Peros Ha'ilon. We know Rosh Hashanah, we're judged human beings in different ways, Sukkot, on the water. Says the Netziv, these judgments, the idea that there's something that we're judged for on Nisan, on Pesach time, Shavuos, Sukkot, etc., these are innately holy days. These are days of judgment that Hashem has decided, that these are days where He takes stock of the world in different ways, and therefore there is significance to these days that predates anything that occurred historically on that day, and predates the holidays that are famously associated with these days. These days are not, we're not judged on Pesach for the Tevuah because we went out of Egypt then. There's no connection. Judged on Sukkot because of the rain. Judged on Sukkot for the water. There's no connection. Rather, for whatever the reason is, we can't always understand it, of course, but these are judgments that are made on these days determined by Hashem, and they have nothing to do with the historical events that took place. This proves and this demonstrates, says the Netziv, these are days that are innately holy, independent of events that occurred historically. Now, says the Netziv, beautifully, we can go back and understand and read the Pasuk. When the Pasuk says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem, tell the Jewish people what? What's the first two words, which we wouldn't have expected, which we said were somewhat awkward and clunky, even redundant and a diversion and unnecessary? First two words are, Mo'adei Hashem. In light of what we've said, now we understand, says the Netziv. Tell the people, Mo'adei Hashem, these are days which have already been set aside by Hashem as special days, set aside by God from the beginning of existence of the world. Then the Pasuk continues, Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh. Now that you know that these are days that were already Moedei Hashem, now you, the Jewish people, make them holidays, make them holy days for yourselves. Elehei Moedai. These days which you will make holy for yourself, these were the days that were holy already. They are my holy days, Hashem says. Even before they were your holy days, they were already my holy days. In the language of the Nitziv, he says so beautifully, Eile Moedei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kara Osa Mikrei Kodesh Liyom Hadin Asher Tikru Osam B'Moedim Oz Tikru Gam Atem. Hashem had already called them holy days for judgment and other such things. Only afterwards, us later, Tikru Gam Atem, now you will also call them holy days. And therefore, it says, the Nitziv Mishem Hacha, Shina HaKasov Sham, V'Hikti Mikra Kodesh L'Tikru Osam. First their Mikrei Kodesh, now it's what you will do afterwards. And not the way we would have expected it, or the way we have seen it in other contexts. And this, I think, is not only a beautiful reading of the Pasuk, sensitive to the nuances of the language, to be bothered to begin with, it's a very tight and creative, I think, and persuasive reading of the Pasuk, but it also gives us a profound insight, and I think for many of us, a chiddush, into how we view mitzvos in general, and certainly the mitzvos of our holidays. In fact, there are two dimensions, two dinim, if you will, but really two dimensions. Of course, there's the fact that Hashem said, keep Pesach, eat matzah, don't eat chametz, or sit in the sukkah, etc. on those days. Because Hashem commanded, because we're commemorating a certain event, yes, there is a certain benefit to listening, of course. However, what we see from the Nitziv is there was also something innate, even beyond the historical event that we're commanded to commemorate in those mitzvos, there's something innately sanctifying and holy and uplifting and special about those days. And when we do the mitzvos on those days, we're not only listening to Hashem and commemorating historical events, we're also tapping into that innate and initial kedusha as well.